WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tonight on ABC, Peter Falk is back as Lieutenant Columbo, a role he first took on 30 years ago. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Even though Peter Falk has been playing Lieutenant Columbo off and on since the Johnson administration, it's been a lot more off than on. The original series was part of a rotating wheel of mystery telemovies, so there were only a handful of new Columbos each season, 45 overall from 1968 to 78. Falk took 10 years off, then started playing the character again in one-shot telemovies. Tonight's installment, subtitled Ashes to Ashes, is the 22nd of those, and the 67th Columbo mystery overall. It's also one of the best. Before this, the last few Columbo movies have been relative disappointments. Instead of using original stories and scripts, Falk tried to use and adapt existing stories by Ed McBain. It was about as good a fit as Columbo's rumpled raincoat. But tonight's story, written by Jeffrey Hatcher, is a Columbo original in the classic mode, and with a classic villain. The villain this time is played by Patrick McGoohan, who also directs the telemovie, and, along with Falk, is credited as co-executive producer. This is the fourth time McGoohan has played a bad guy on Columbo, which sets an all-time record. On two of his previous guest shots, McGoohan won Emmy Awards, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if he wins another one for tonight's performance. In Ashes to Ashes, he plays a mortician who commits an unpremeditated murder. Because of his particular occupation, he has quite an advantage when it comes to disposing of the body. Columbo finally figures out what may have happened to the missing female victim. But in this case, figuring it out may not be enough. In this scene, Fox Columbo presents his theory of the crime, but McGoohan's character just teases him. So much so that Columbo, usually the most persistent of conversationalists, actually exits the room while his prime suspect is still talking. The way these two actors play this scene demonstrates how Falk and McGoohan, these two TV perfectionists, work so perfectly together.
Now, this is a pager. She had this model, sir, she carried this with her everywhere, probably in her pocket, and this would tell her when she received email messages from the computer. And you know, on the day she disappeared, she received messages, 11:13 and 11:57. But then, at 12:32, the pager cut off. No more signals. Kaput.
What do you think caused that?
That is a burning question, sir. I think she was dead.
Really?
Yeah, I think she was killed right here at the Houston service.
But what would the killer do with the body?
He would get rid of it. He cremated.
But there was only one cremation that day. That was Chuck Houston's, and I did it.
Yeah, so the killer would have had to have switched the bodies. Switched Chuck Houston with Miss Chandler.
I see. So if he had switched the bodies, that would explain how the pager went kaput.
Yes, sir. It would.
Yes, I see. Well, since there was only one cremation that day and I performed it, that would make me the murderer. Do tell me, do you have any bodies?
No, sir, I don't.
So if you don't have any bodies, you can't prove that there was a switch?
No, sir, I can't.
No bodies, no case.
Mm-hmm. I suppose so.
Well, that's the tricky thing about burning questions. Once they're burned, they're just ashes. Ashes, have you gone?
I know ABC is putting Columbo up against NBC's Frasier and ER, where it doesn't stand a chance, except among older viewers, where it's good counter-programming. But far from being an old show past its prime, Columbo is back to top form and deserves as much attention, as much respect, and as many viewers as it can get.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.